Okay. I'm here on More Than Books. My name's Scott Burton. I'm speaking with the Cornell English Literature professor, Daniel Schwartz. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
So your book, End Times, Crisis and Turmoil at the New York Times, a new edition has just been released. Can you speak about the last 2 years and what you've added to the book, specifically with the ousting of Jill Abramson?
Well, my book doesn't go to continue through the ousting of Jill Abramson, but actually goes up to the through the appointment of Jill Abramson. Arthur Sulzberger Jr., who's the publisher, appointed her editor because she was the managing editor, and he wanted to be innovative in appointing a woman. His own preference possibly was to appoint Dean Baquette, with whom he was more comfortable. The newsroom wanted Dean Baquette, I think. I should say that my book includes interviews with all the major luminaries, so that I was in a position to know what the senior people wanted. They were worried about her because she was a difficult and abrasive managing editor, a wonderful news person, but not great at getting along with people. So I was asking when I was in there, and believe it or not, people were asking me who the next editor would be, because I had spoken to them in ways that they couldn't speak to each other. So I was not as surprised as most people that this happened. Arthur had a history when he appointed Raines of making the provocative appointment and then backing away from it a couple of years later. So he ended up, as he did when he went to Keller after Raines, with having the person with whom he was comfortable and caused less abrasions in the staff. Jill was having trouble getting along with Baquette, who was the managing editor, and having also difficulty getting along with Thompson, who had been brought in from BBC to bail out the Times financially, Mark Thompson. So there was a situation there that was difficult. And what brought it to a climax was the following. Jill was going to find a assistant and possibly a co-managing editor. Baquette was managing editor. Abramson was executive editor. And she was looking to find a woman who was very good on internet stuff. And he found out about this and claimed he didn't know. He went to Arthur and said, I have an offer from some other place. And this I know from some of my moles. He had an offer from Bloomberg. And he said, I'm walking out the door if I have to work in this situation anymore. Sulzberger, not wanting to lose Baquette and thinking that he probably wasn't going to be able to sustain a relationship with Jill that he was comfortable with, and possibly even looking to the possibility that his son would, if not be the publisher by then, be playing a major role. This is Arthur Gregg Sulzberger, thought that he better make Baquette editor. And that was what happened. Now, one of the issues was Jill Abramson fired because you can't have a strong, difficult woman, since many of the past editors were feisty and difficult people. And the second issue was her salary less than Keller's? And the answer to that, of course, is complex. My view is that she was a difficult person and would have been difficult had she been a man. And after all, he got rid of Raines for some of the same problems. But one can't be sure. And there have been, Rosenthal, the iconic editor of the time, Abe Rosenthal, was not the easiest person to get along with. And the executive editor is a little bit like the captain of a ship. He runs the show. They don't take votes every day to see what should be published or who should get prizes, or awards within the Times Institution, or promotions would be a better word. And the second question, which we mentioned, was the one of salary. I believe the Times on this one. obviously I'm not privy to all the inside information, but I think the reason Keller's total pay package was larger is because of he had a different pension plan. They changed the pension plan, and he had had many more years under the more generous ones, and possibly some parts of it were grandfathered.
I'd like to shift the subject a little bit and talk about the current crisis in Israel and Palestine. Last week, the Times ran a headline, and it went like, "Missile at beachside Gaza cafe finds patrons poised for World Cup." They were discussing it. It was an article about a World Cup party in Gaza that had been